The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black-on-black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Well, we're back again, Alan. This time, I guess we're talking about the 2016 election bombshell. Wow, where do I start? Like everybody else, I'm kind of shocked. Even though I didn't vote for either major party candidate, I'm still surprised and shocked at the results. But I guess my first thoughts about this is, what does the election results say about the American electorate?
Maybe that's my response. Well,
it's funny, but it's serious.
No, it is. Well, I look at it from two perspectives. There was a message that came out of the Republican primary that the electorate wasn't very well educated and that the electorate didn't understand the opportunity that they had and how to take advantage of it. That opportunity was Ted Cruz, and they failed to take advantage of that opportunity to elect a guy, a true hardcore conservative like Ted Cruz. So we elected Trump. So I'm talking primary. Within the party. We chose
don't
Trump.
Don't include me in that we, though.
Okay. I voted for Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And so the Republicans decided they wanted to go with Donald J. Trump. Now, I had a very serious problem with that. But then let's fast forward to the general election. I had to get over that issue with Donald J. Trump very rapidly because the alternative was Hillary Clinton.
I agree. And that was okay. A huge mistake on the part of the liberal Democratic faction in this country. Huge mistake.
So naturally, I supported Donald J. Trump. What does it say? As far as the general election and people coming out supporting Donald J. Trump, it says that Americans want to change. Mm-hmm. They want to change from Obama's policies.
You think it was as simple as that?
That's part of it. Well, hold on. Many of us, myself included, we don't identify with Obama's leftist ideology. So I was voting against that. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Hillary Clinton was going to be a continuation of that. A lot of people were angry. I think a lot of people were angry and really didn't know why they were angered, but they thought the best way to express that anger was to vote against the current administration, and that's what they did by voting for Trump.
So you don't think it was Trump convincing them that his policies were the answer? You think it was just a rejection of the status quo?
To a degree, but when you say his policies, well, Trump didn't have a whole lot of policies. Number one, he wanted to stop illegal immigration, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm totally on board for that.
I agree with that.
That alone is enough reason to get millions of votes in the conservative community.
And in fact, if I were king, at this point in time, I would stop immigration across the board. Because if we don't have enough jobs for the people that are already here,
absolutely,
why in the world would you allow hundreds of thousands of people annually to come into the country?
Elbert, I've said that a million times. And here's my thing. What I respect about Trump, number one, is that he had the nerve to say we had an illegal immigration problem. Mm-hmm. We had people crossing our sovereign borders, and that shouldn't be the case.
Absolutely.
I had been saying that for years. Now, what I recognized, and I was the only person I heard ever say this way, and nobody else has said it this way, when Trump said that he wanted to stop illegal immigration, that was the most pro-black statement I've heard throughout the political process. Because
I agree with that.
You see what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. they're directly competing with black people when they come across this border for these low to mid-level jobs.
Yes.
And I've realized that there's only 39 million black people. We're looking at 60 million total illegals by the time this thing would be said and done as far as, and, you know, with amnesty. And the black community couldn't withstand a blow like that. And I think it would put many black people into a third world situation in a first world country.
Mm-hmm.
And because we identify so heavily with Democrats, we couldn't see that. We couldn't identify that situation. And that's what I've been trying to convey to a lot of black people.
Okay, I can accept that. He's definitely what you might call a change agent.
Let me say this about the Republican primary. A lot of Republicans, a lot of so-called conservatives were angry, and they felt like the only response, the only way they had to express that anger was voting for Trump, simply because Trump was saying a lot of radical things. Not radical in a bad way, radical in a good way. And they knew that Cruz was a more principled conservative, but by voting for Cruz, it didn't make the statement, the profound statement that they felt they needed to make as a voter. The way they could make that profound statement as a voter was to support this guy that was out here verbally making very profound statements. Many of those people in their heart of hearts.
Profound or provocative?
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. It's good.
I haven't heard much.
Listen,
what do you mean that's profound?
I was not a Trump fan because I saw better options, more viable options. Mm. When it got down to there were no more viable options than him, he was the most viable option, then I'm going to be the biggest Trump fan in the world.
Okay. Okay, well, now that he's president-elect, of course, we don't have a lot to evaluate right now, but what is the rumors of his choice for top positions in his administration?
I want to address that. Before I address that, let me tell you this. I don't want to make it sound like Mr. Trump is a buffoon because the liberal media wants to portray him that way. Mm. Obviously, the man has... He's grown his company. He's worth well over a few billion dollars or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can't be a buffoon and do that. I look at Jay-Z, you know, as a rapper. I mean, he's selling poison and getting rich. Selling poison to the black community and getting rich.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah, but still, you know, I don't have any respect for him or how he got his. Mm-hmm. But back to Trump. I think Trump has the ability. He's kind of in the same position as Obama. Obama was in the position to push the country forward along racial lines and help heal old wounds and bring it together. I don't think that there was really a race problem at the time that Obama came, but he certainly could have improved relations.
Let me address that. I'm glad you brought that up. What if when Obama got in the White House, he announced that Jesse Jackson was going to be his top strategist in the White House, just like Trump announced that Bannon is going to be his chief strategist?
There's one problem with that statement. You assuming that Jackson are the same.
I think they are extremes on, they are on opposite.
I totally disagree.
Of course they are.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree. Because I feel like Jackson is an extremist. I feel like Jackson is a leftist, if you look at his policies.
Well, no doubt.
But in today's society, conservatives have been painted to be extremists. We are not extremists. We're realists. For example, I'll use this, and some people might think this is a bad example. They might say, why is he using this example? I will use this example because it's going to be a highly unpopular example. But let's look at how valid is it. You take homosexual marriage, okay? If I get down on this floor right now and I run around this recording studio on all fours and start barking like a dog, and I insist to you three that I'm a damn dog, you might act normal around me, but the minute I get in my car and leave, you're going to say he's lost his damn mind. He's insane. Okay, wait,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
right.
There, but
no,
see,
hold on.
Let's keep it in the human species.
Okay, that's where we're
because,
at. That's
what conservatives do.
Let me say this real quick.
See, they take something like
I'm keeping it real.
And then they extend it into something bizarre.
No.
Like
you don't think it's bizarre?
Pedophilia or...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Give me an honest answer.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Would it be bizarre if I got up right now and walked over to you and kissed you on the lips and rubbed you on the genitals? Answer the question, yes or no.
After you wake up, after I knock you out.
Exactly.
Then... We'll discuss that.
This is the point. You already had a discussion because you knocked me out.
But this,
you are saying that
it's bizarre. I don't welcome that kind of attention from another man.
Because it's bizarre.
But if it's two men who are agreeable to that, then why should it bother me?
No, it's not going to affect my life. I'm not talking about it bothering you. I'm simply saying that it's bizarre if a guy does it to you. And if you witness two guys that approve of it, it's still bizarre.
In a way, but you know, when I was single and in my dog days, dating a lot of women, when I saw two gay men together, yeah, it's kind of shocking. But my second thought is, there's two women out there that don't have a man.
Yeah.
And for me, the heterosexual male, that's not a bad situation. So if it doesn't bother me to see two gay people, men, male or female, together. So that's the way I look at it. As long as they don't force themselves on me like you were suggesting before, then I have no problem with it.
I mean, the only problem I have is
when they bring children into it, when they start adopting children, and you got two gay men trying to raise children.
Right.
I object to that. That's the only objection I have to this gay marriage thing. Okay, but moving on, we got kind of far afield from the main subject. Okay, now... Let's imagine Trump sworn in as president, and his policies come to fruition. Immigration, taxes, trade, will probably result in a trade war. In the long run, do you think those policies are good for America?
Well, first of all, everything he said with regard to trade, I believe, was to get votes. Now that he's won the election, calmer heads will prevail. He's going to put very experienced professional people in there to deal with this situation. And as a result, I think we'll come out ahead as far as trade. It'll begin to work in our favor. I don't think he'll do anything extreme and radical, and if he does, then we have a problem.
You think the bureaucracy will sort of rein him in?
Right now he's looking at a lot of conservatives, so you can count on them to do the right thing.
Okay.
And, you know—
Will he drain the swamp?
He better. He better. No, really. And I think about that a lot. And with regard to immigration, he needs to build a wall. He needs to build a wall, and he needs to deport. And he needs to reduce the number of legal immigrants. Because, like you said, it's a lot of kids that are American citizens. Mm-hmm. And I think they are, I don't believe in entitlement mentalities, but they are at least, because of their birthright, entitled to have first access to these jobs.
An opportunity.
Yes.
Yes,
and their parents have worked in this country and paid taxes, and the kids have gone through the educational system. So at the very least, you reward them by making sure that they don't have to compete with foreign entities, individuals.
I have no argument with that. Because, like I said, Trump, if I were king, immigration would be cut off cold right now.
Trump can win the favor of millions of millennials by doing just what I said, because he's going to create opportunities for them in the job market, and they will reward him and the Republicans moving forward with their vote.
Okay, one last point on this subject. For me personally, I see Trump as a demagogue. He was very astute at manipulating people, finding out what to say to them to get votes. But I personally don't see him as being keenly interested in taking care of the nuts and bolts, the daily grind of being the president.
Can I say something real quick?
Well, let me finish this point now.
Okay.
That being the case, I personally think we're looking at a Pence Trump administration more so than a Trump Pence.
I'm perfectly fine with that. Remember, I'm a conservative. So if we're looking at a Pence Trump administration as a conservative, let's throw a party.
But now, then what happens to the Trump philosophy?
Whoa, hold on. The Trump philosophy, as far it maybe the Trump philosophy was more about getting elected. And then let me step back. I am the president. I get all the lights, camera, and action. And then after I'm out of here, I can take that and leverage that to my advantage. And maybe he has enough common sense to say, but I'm going to bring these conservatives in and let them do what they do and leave me a good legacy. Now, let me tell you this. You talk about the nuts and bolts. He would be smart to step back and bring in professional conservatives to handle the nuts and bolts. It would be in his best interest. And then you just go out and talk about how great of a job they're doing and how great of a job you're doing and get all the credit.
Okay.
You know, be the president. Now,
okay, I can only be at this point.
Wait, let me ask you something.
Reality.
You called him a demagogue. Now, let me say something. Is that bad? I don't necessarily agree, would think that that's bad.
Yes, because demagogues generally don't believe their own rhetoric.
Well, let me give you.
They say what they want. They believe the masses want to hear in order to get them to follow him, and they generally show their real stripes after they get in power.
I want to read this definition of a demagogue. It's a person that appeals to popular desires and prejudices rather than using...
Put quotes around prejudices.
Rather than using rational argument. Mm-hmm. Now, did he appeal to people's desire to build a wall? Yes. Were people necessarily prejudiced because they want to build a wall? No. Wait a minute. Should Americans be concerned with their self-interest? Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And he appealed to those things. Now... You talk about rational argument. Trump made a very rational argument with regard to building a wall and stopping illegal immigration.
Except for making Mexico pay for it. I don't think that was rational.
I think so, because we've paid a heavy price with all these a-holes that have crossed the border and committed crimes and damaged our economy and so on and so forth and taking food out of the mouths of American citizens by taking jobs away from them. So I'm pissed off about that. I won't apologize to no stinking liberal as far as how I feel about that. Let me say this real quick. Here's what's so great about him. Let's say he's a demagogue and he went out there and he just said and did all these things just to get elected.
Mm-hmm.
In his case, since it seems as though he's going to appoint key conservatives throughout his government and we're going to actually be able to get something done, I commend him for being a demagogue and getting himself elected.
Well, my greatest hope is that some good will come out of his presidency.
I hope so.
That some of these policies will benefit the country. So I'm positive right now. I don't like the man. I do agree with some of his policies, at least in theory. He can be extreme sometimes. But I'm withholding judgment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he will be good for the
country. My last word is to Mike Pence. Have a backbone.
Agreed. Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.